And you're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors. That includes the Operating Engineers, Local 66, as well as AFGE. I'd like to remind you, you can always head out to our website at theunionedge.com. There you can find about all the stations that we're on each and every day. You can find out how to listen to us live, as well as download our app. Whether you have an iPhone, whether you have an Android device, you can download our app and catch all of our past programs as well as listen live. So we are pleased to have on the line with us once again, of course, Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute. Barry, thanks for being with us.
Always good to be on the show.
So I know you guys have been, we talked before that pensions have been a big issue for the state of Kentucky. I know that continues to be a big concern for you guys. Any top developments that we should hear about?
Well, the governor has yet to specifically say what he wants to do, but it is apparent that what he wants to do, and the Republicans, is to transition public employees. That would be state workers, firefighters, police officers, public school teachers, to transition them from a defined benefit pension plan to one of those 401k contribution type plans. This is a proverbial rock at a hornet's nest. Public employees all across the state are up in arms. Teachers, firefighters, police officers, state workers are up in arms about this because statistically, it's plain that this sort of thing takes money. It'll take money away from the state. Now, the pension is underfunded, but this is not the way to solve that. It's going to take money out of state coffers, and it's also going to take money out of the pockets of public employees. And, you know, I'm 67 years old, and when I grew up, people used to say you could go to work for the state government or the federal government. You won't make a lot of money in terms of a salary, but you're going to have really, really good retirement benefits. Now, how are you going to attract quality people to state positions if they destroy this pension plan? Of course, these Republicans don't care. They hate government. They want to destroy government anyway. But this issue is just liable to bite the Republicans on their bottoms in 2018 when we go back to elect our state legislators. The governor's race is not until 2019, but this is a huge issue, and the Democrats, you can bet, are going to be running on it. The governor apparently will call a special session of the legislature here pretty soon.
Okay.
Although the legislature will convene in regular session in January. So that's what's going on with pensions right now. We're kind of waiting to see when the Republicans do unveil their plan and how they react to it. You can bet telephone lines have been burned up between here and Frankfurt. A lot of emails are out there, a lot of mass meetings, a lot of protest meetings, a lot of letters to the editor.
Oh, that's good. Great to hear.
There's a big – and a lot of news. The Courier Journal, the Lexington Herald Leader, our two leading newspapers have been reporting on this extensively. So this may be a bridge too far for these Republicans.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, if you said a hornet's nest, it's stirred up labor in the state of Kentucky. It's great to hear that people are making their voices heard. I guess we'll look
Absolutely
to January to see what's going to happen. You know, I mean, if the Republicans are talking about destroying government, thing is, this is about destroying the livelihoods of retirees. Because
Absolutely.
We know what happened in the recession when people lost their shirts with their 401ks,
Absolutely.
Saw the retirements just blow up and go up in smoke. And
This
is the lives of real people. They're depending on this. They've worked hard for this. And any of us can imagine what that would be like to see our retirement destroyed.
There is. You talked about labor getting fired. Of course, we've been fired up for quite a while. A year ago in January, the Republicans steamrolled three union-busting bills through the legislature, right to work. They repealed a prevailing wage, and they also passed one of these so-called paycheck protection bills. They were unable to go any further. They ran out of time, but you can bet in January they're going to come back and go after workers' comp. But again, the difficulty, the straits that we're in right now is the Republicans have a 27 majority in the state Senate and a 64 the 36 edge in the House, and the governor is a Tea Party tilting right wing Republican, hates unions too. So it's tough. It's tough. Now we're having our state convention, our biennial state convention in Lexington, the early part of next month, and you can bet that we're going to be talking about and looking at where we go from here, getting behind candidates who are going to represent us in 18. Now, realistically, can we take back the House in one cycle? Probably not. And that Senate has been Republican since 2000. But, you know, you start to chip away. You look at Great Britain. Labor didn't win that election recently, but Labor came back. Labor is on the rebound. Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
In fact, I was in the UK this summer, and I came home with two Jeremy Corbyn T-shirts and two more Labour Party T-shirts to go with my collection of
T-shirts. Okay, very good.
So I hope, and that may be what we see here.
A rising tide.
And again, the tide is not going to go from what they call it, neap tide or ebb tide to neap tide all at once. Tides build up. And
that's
so
tight.
Here, if the Democrats could pick up 4, 5, 6 House seats and maybe 1 or 2 Senate seats, that would give the Republicans a message that they better kind of slow this down.
Right, because if they want to say those who may not get knocked out of office or lose their seats, at least they know that they could be next, right? And especially
absolutely.
If there's got moderates down there that, you know, who that might be willing to buck the party and really stand up for the concerns
exactly.
of working families. You
know,
push them in the right direction.
Who's a very intelligent young fellow named Daniel Hurt, a really good political analyst. He did a survey of this, and it's something like 10 or 12 of these seats the Democrats lost by less than 700 votes, and that was largely due to the Trump tsunami that swept across the state. Well, Trump won't be around in 18. And he looks at those seats as definite possibilities to win back. I guess really optimistic Democrats are saying we can retake the House in one cycle, and God bless them. But that's just, let's get realistic.
Let's get realistic and build for the work for the long term. Now we've got a couple minutes left here. I did want to hit on that you had a couple things you mentioned were, you know, prevailing wage. And, you know, the so-called right to work, you know, really,
right.
you know, the Freeloader Protection Act that has right. been passed there in Kentucky. But I know you have some thoughts and concerns about this going national.
Yes, Rand Paul, who is our second disgusting senator, has introduced a national right to work bill in Congress. Now, realistically, he knows it's not going to go anywhere because the Democrats will filibuster this bill. But he's doing it. He's doing it. To burnish his anti-union credentials with his bankrollers, and by the way, the third largest contributor to Rand Paul, who fancies himself this independent whatever he is the Koch brothers. So this is grandstanding. He is grandstanding by pushing this national right to work, but that just shows where he stands. Now, of course, when Kentucky did pass a right to work, but he and Mitch McConnell were on cloud 10, the one above 9. They were just thinking this is a wonderful thing in the world. But he's grandstanding on this. We've got an article about it on our website, kyflco.org, if your listeners want to take a look at it.
You're very good.
But, yeah, that's what we've got down here. The state that had Alvin Barkley, the great Senate Majority Leader and Vice President, unfortunately is now represented by Rand Paul and by Mitch McConnell. Wow.
Well, I know Mitch McConnell's been getting it from all sides, though, in terms of his popularity has been declining, hasn't it?
McConnell just might get a primary challenger. I mean, what amazes me, the Republican Party is a reactionary fringe party anywhere else in the world. But some of these people, this Bannon and these people, the Republican Party isn't right-wing enough for them. My God, what do they want? Fascism, I guess. So that's going to be interesting. It's also going to be kind of interesting too, with this lunatic Roy Moore, who probably will beat the Democrat, Alabama being Alabama, gets to Washington. These are interesting times. These are really interesting times.
Well, that's one way of putting it, Barry.
Yeah,
interesting is one way of putting it.
This is this is a family program, I know, and I don't want to use the usual words, which are four letters to describe these times, but I'll keep it clean here.
Well, we appreciate that, and I'm sure all of us can talk off air about our feelings.
Oh, yeah, we often talk. We often talk, so not for public. Yeah.
But, well, we appreciate you giving us the latest what's going on in Kentucky, and glad to hear you guys, of course, fighting a good fight all the time. And real quick, where can we find more information about what you're doing?
Again, if you would like to visit our website, it is ky.aflcio.org. Do a Google search, take a look at it. If you're a union member in Kentucky, please, we'd love to hear from you. My email address is bcraig8960@gmail.com. Let's hear from you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
And that was Barry Craig with the Kentucky Labor Institute. And this is Nathan Ruggles here with you today on the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.